Unless you have serpentine tendencies, dislocating your jaw whilst yawning is both painful and rather inconvenient. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today we're looking at reducing non-traumatic mandible dislocations. A non-traumatic dislocation of the jaw usually results from a patient opening their mouth to its maximum, so is often associated with yawning, but has been known to happen during dental treatment or eating. They present with their mouth fixed open, and attempts to close the mouth are very painful, and patients can get quite distressed by the experience. It goes without saying that a punch or strike to the face can cause a temporomandibular joint to dislocate, but for the purpose of this bite, we are looking at the non-traumatic dislocations. The classic technique for reducing these dislocations is by the operator placing their thumbs on the molars and gripping the jaw and applying a downward force to lever the jaw back into place. Sedation is usually required to make the patient more comfortable and to help overcome our considerable bite strength. It also runs the risk of the operator being injured and being bitten by the patient, and this can present certain health risks. Being able to deliver conscious sedation depends on your particular place of work. In New Zealand, urgent care clinics do not perform conscious procedural sedation. Patients are referred to the emergency department for this to be undertaken there. If you do deliver conscious sedation in your workplace, the time taken can be considerable. It can tie up several members of staff for some time, and the patient might not enjoy the experience. So it would be wonderful if there were a simpler way to reduce these dislocations. Here is Dr. Zoe Cruz, an urgent care registrar who works in Tauranga, New Zealand.
Okay, so last week I saw a 27-year-old male patient who presented with what he thought was a dislocated jaw. He'd had two previous dislocations, one of which had required conscious sedation in the emergency department to be relocated, and the other he had relocated in ED without conscious sedation and remembered it being a particularly unpleasant experience. So he came to the urgent care clinic with his jaw dislocated for approximately 2 hours after yawning. Didn't have any medical background other than the recurrent jaw dislocations and no regular medicines. So when I saw him, it was obviously quite obvious that he had dislocated his jaw. I sent him for an x-ray just to make sure there wasn't anything else going on. And the x-ray confirmed that on the right-hand side is where the dislocation was. So whilst he was at x-ray, I did what all good doctors do and was looking on YouTube how to potentially relocate his jaw, having only ever seen it done by more senior colleagues. And whilst I was frantically YouTubing, I found what looked like quite an anecdotal article on being able to relocate jaws using a 10 or 20 mil syringe, whereby you put the syringe inside the patient's mouth on the side that the dislocation is running along the teeth, and you get them to kind of grind over the syringe for a couple of minutes, and theoretically it relaxes the facial muscles and pulls the jaw back into the correct position. So when the patient came back, I approached him with this 10 mil syringe and explained the procedure, and he looked as cynical and skeptical as I did. So I just left him in the assessment room for 2 minutes chewing on a syringe, and when I returned 2 minutes later, it had relocated. He was delighted. So it's been one of our favourite stories this week at our clinic.
Now, Zoe has a sample size of one with a 100% success rate. But are there any studies to support this technique? Well, luckily, there is. In 2014, a study published in the Journal of Emergency Medicine looked over a 3-year period at 2 teaching hospitals, and they found 31 cases of non-traumatic mandible dislocations, and they achieved reductions in 30 cases using the syringe technique without sedation. So that's 97%. The abstract is linked in the show notes. There is also a technique called the extraoral technique, or the coronoid pressure technique, that removes the risk of placing hands in the mouth and can achieve sedation-free reduction. I've linked a paper in the show notes that discusses the various techniques, but one appeal of the syringe technique is that it is a hands-off technique and might be something a recurrent dislocator could maybe try themselves before coming into the clinic. Now, my thanks to Zoe for bringing this great little technique to my attention. These elegant ways of dealing with traditionally tricky situations are perfect for urgent care. I invite our urgent care community, and especially registrars, to contact the podcast if you have any interesting cases or techniques you'd like to share with the rest of us. If you'd like to present in person, like Zoe, this can be easily arranged wherever you are in the world, but if you'd rather, I can always read out your story if you don't fancy hearing yourself talk. Either way, sharing interesting cases amongst our peers is a great way to learn, and as our listener numbers grow, our peer group grows, and we should have lots of fascinating presentations from which we can all learn. Email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz if you want to present a case, comment on this case, or make any corrections or additions to what's been said. We'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.